cliffcentral.com.
Yes, this is Kelman on Cliff Central. I'm Jonathan Sinclair standing in for Ari one last time before he's back on Monday. This is Relax It's Flax. We had to cut a bit into his segment. I had to apologize, Michael Flax. I'm very sorry that we cut into your segment. I'm so sorry that the celebrity we had cut into your segment.
It's fine, Jono. Just relax. It's Flax.
All right. Now, just before we get on with this, Gareth is currently doing his TEDx talk. I got to watch like 30 seconds of it just during the song break, and it's really exciting stuff. So we're all really proud of him. If you want to check that out, just go onto the Cliff Central website. There is a link to it. You can live stream it now. He's talking as we speak. But that aside, this is Relax It's Flax. Let's do it, Flax. What you got for us?
I want to find out how your day's going, Jono, before you turn my mic off.
No, my day is going really well. You know, it's Friday, and you know, I've been in such a bad mood this week. I don't know if it's the load shedding, the weather. I don't know if it's my hormones, the chemicals in my brain. I don't know.
I must be honest, weather does have a big change on people's body.
It's weird. And apparently the moon also affects you, like the cycle of the moon. If it's a full moon,
I find when it's a full moon, I have much more energy.
It's weird, eh?
Like when it's raining, I'm tired, but like when it's sunny outside, I have more energy.
But it's very hard to stay in a bad mood at this time on a Friday.
You know, I have
my Saturday to look forward to. Yeah, and Relax It's Flax really is one of my favorite segments on the show.
Oh, if not, thank you.
This segment and the Ladies Roundtable on Kelman on Cliff Central is literally the segments I look most forward to.
Mm.
So, Flax, let's kick it off.
So, do you remember Ariana Grande?
Of course I remember her. It's not like she's gone.
No, but what happened with her and Big Sean?
I was hearing things about this. I know, who was it? Shelton Forbes brought us this story. Just explain it again.
So they broke up, Big Sean and Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And I thought it would all be like cool, like a cool breakup. But it turns out it's being quite a bit of a dirty breakup. Because Big Sean released a song. And in the song it says, I ain't even going to lie. I got $1 million chick with $1 million. And then the word with the P. Every time I come, I swear to God, I feel like I be rich.
Well, that is vulgar.
And that's directly
stuff.
Related to Ariana Grande. And I think that's pretty mean.
Oh, I don't know. Hey,
when it comes to breakups, I mean, how do you really feel like you need to go and get payback?
I really think when someone does a thing like that, it doesn't portray badly on the person that the song is about. I think it portrays badly on, like, Lil Sean, because it kind of just shows what kind of person he is. I mean, he was like all in love with Ariana Grande, and now how can you say these things about her?
It ruins it if ever you want to reconcile, is the word.
Well, do you remember a few years ago when Pink broke up with her husband?
No.
Well, anyway, she did. And she released that song, you know, it was like, so what? I lost my husband.
Oh,
still
was
a rock star.
I did not know that was about.
That was dedicated to her husband, who she had just broken up with. And they landed up getting back together, and they're still very happy.
Really?
But I think, like, Lil Sean's gone a bit overboard there with the use of those crude words. I mean, come on. She's still a lady.
Have you ever got, like, retaliation on a breakup?
No. I'm generally in the right when it's in a breakup.
Ah, you see, I'm generally in the wrong.
Oh, no, but I think it's different when you're dating a pop star, because then it is public. When you break up in a personal capacity, I mean, the worst they can do is turn your friends against you.
I have, like, a breakup ritual. I collect everything they've given me, or teddies or pictures, and then I put it in. No, I put it in this cupboard I have, and it's just packed with, like, anything, like a girl's given me or something.
Okay. So you've got like a cupboard of
and then memories. I never ever have to see it or worry about it again.
Okay. But it is actually therapeutic to get rid
when
of
like
all those
a kid
things.
Comes over to the house, I give him one of the teddies.
Okay. So if anyone gets a gift from Flax that is a teddy bear,
it's probably recycled.
Yeah, just be very suspicious. But it's a tough one, man. I just think if you break up, it's done. It's between you two.
You got to delete them out your life.
It is best, eh? Honestly.
Move on, move forward, move fast.
Well, I heard someone. I actually know who it was. I won't mention their name.
Might as well just mention the name.
No, I don't want to ruin their reputation, but they said the best way to get over someone
is to get under someone.
Yeah. Do you know who said that to me?
No, but I did hear it in the office the other day.
Yeah, that's how I heard it.
But that's been going around for years, that saying.
Okay, well, it was refreshed when this person said it.
Do you know the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fight?
Yes, we're speaking about
tickets went on sale this morning, and in less than 60 seconds, sold out.
People were probably queuing online for hours.
People even bought the tickets for $80,000. That's 800,000 rand given, like, rounding off to 10 rand to the dollar.
And I wonder how many of those people didn't buy them to go watch the match,
but bought them to resell them for more.
Such geniuses. I've never really seen the point of boxing. My grandfather can watch boxing for hours, and as a child I used to sit there and try to get into
it. I can watch like a few rounds, but that's it.
But it's kind of weird. And eventually the boxers get so tired, they start like hugging each other and not really punching each other. It's really funny stuff. But yeah, this is a big fight. When is it taking
place? It's a massive fight. Floyd Mayweather is going to make $150 million from it.
Mm-hmm. Is that just for fighting, or is that if he wins?
I don't know. They didn't stipulate, but I think that's just for entering the ring.
Fighting. I wonder how many people have bet on this fight.
I think regardless, he's going to get $150. Mm. Listen, he's going to win. Floyd Money Mayweather. Zero losses. This is not going to be his first loss.
Do we know when the fight is?
It's in like, I think it's in 8 days, 9 days.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
It's exciting stuff, man. I mean, people have been talking about this for months.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what else they've been talking about for months? Bruce Jenner's interview.
Okay, this is with, is it with Diane Sawyer?
Barbara? Yes, Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer,
and that's going live tonight.
Oh, for real?
Mm?
Now, it's
a long-awaited interview.
It's obviously not live. It's the recording going out.
Well, America's going to get the live version, but because we don't have that network, we'd have to watch it. We can stream it.
Okay.
Or we'd probably watch it on somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I think he's really brave. I think he's doing it the right way. I mean, he's been really sensitive to his family. He has a lot of children. Well, not a lot, but he has a few children. He's really taken their feelings into account. And clearly, this is something he's been dealing with for a long time in his life. And, I mean, we should respect that.
But apparently, he's wearing dresses now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these people who go through these transformations, they feel they were born in the wrong body. And I don't know. I don't think I can judge it till I've been there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, and a lot of people, I think, confuse this sort of transgender process with being gay or being homosexual. It's not the same thing. These are people who genuinely feel that they are in the wrong body. And I don't think we can judge it. So, I think he's really brave, and I wish him all the luck. And I cannot wait for the reality show. I'm so going to be watching that.
I got like breaking news for you.
Oh, do tell.
This like was released like maybe a half an hour ago.
Well, then it is big.
This is the top highest earning UK artists. How much they earn a year.
Okay, so how many have we got there?
And this is only UK, eh?
All right.
So everything I say is going to be in pounds.
Uh-huh.
Take a guess who's at number one.
George Michael.
No.
Elton John.
No, you got one more guess.
UK artist. Are these solo artists, though?
Let me run through it. Not all of them.
Okay, but do you really want to reveal number one now?
Do you want to start at the last?
Let's start at the last.
Okay. The last one.
So how many have we got, though? 10?
Five? Some of them I don't know, so I'm not even going to mention them. But Olly Murs, how much do you think he makes a year?
In pounds. 250 million pounds.
No, Olly Murs makes 10 million pounds.
Oh, yes, I was way off.
Sam Smith comes up from him at making 12 million pounds.
Yeah, okay, not bad.
Mumford
and Sons.
Marcus Mumford and Kerry Mulligan.
Oh, no, don't know.
Let's go up. Leona Lewis, do you know her?
Oh, Leona Lewis, winner of X Factor.
She gets 13 million pounds a year, as well as Jessie J and Ellie Goulding.
Okay, also 13, eh?
13 million pounds.
Right.
Up from that, we have Ed Sheeran at 20 million pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Styles gets 25 million pounds.
No, but now, hang on. How is he getting more than the other members of the band?
Well, he's the lead.
No, he's not the lead. They're all equal, aren't they?
No. He's like the lead singer.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Liam Payne, 25 million. Zayn Malik is also lead as well. He gets 25 million, but he's no longer in the band.
Yeah, I don't think Simon Cowell is going to be giving him any of that money now.
And guess who comes in at number one?
I really want to guess. Just give me a moment. Yeah, can I have a hint? Is it male, female?
Listen, she's been in the deep for quite a while.
Flex, that's not a hint. Adele.
Yes.
How much?
50 million pounds a year.
See, I can't believe that George Michael isn't on this list, because I heard that he was...
Oh, because you got to have faith to faith.
Yeah, but he's still the most played artist in like Europe, apparently.
Mm, guess he doesn't make the cut.
Yeah, okay. So Adele's still doing well. I mean, she hasn't done anything in the last, what, 3 years maybe?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind. We'll find someone. <out there.
laughs> I thought everyone has, like, girl issues. So let me bring some girl issues to the table and we solve it.
Let's do it.
So I got here some of the texts that girls actually want to receive, but we never send them.
Okay, girls are very sensitive.
Yeah, and texts are like you can make or break stuff.
You can really misconstrue what people are saying. So this is what they don't want to hear.
No, what they do.
Oh, what they do want to hear.
So this is foolproof. Get pen and paper out. Foolproof plan. You can't go wrong. Just follow these
texts. I see a lot of relationships ending this weekend because of the advice you are just about to give.
I promise you it's good advice.
Okay, tell us.
The good morning text.
Oh, yeah.
Always do the good morning text.
I hate that text because you run out of things to say. Good morning. Have a nice day.
Good morning. Hope you have a great day. Oh, that's it.
You run out of variations of that.
Nah, Jono, it can be the same one each day. She just has to know she gets it.
Can't she sometimes send it first?
You don't want to be that guy that is like, no, she must message me first. Then both of you don't message each other and then you don't end up speaking.
Okay.
So be the one with the lesser ego. You know?
That's a problem.
Always do the I had a good time text. So straight after being with her, message her, had such a great time, can't wait to do it again or see you again, something like that. Girls love that stuff.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, do you always have to say it when you mean it?
Or should you just
say it for
the
sake of keeping the peace?
Even if you don't mean it, say it.
Oh gosh. So basically lie.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta lie to make someone feel good.
All right,
I don't
else?
Do that though. I tell it straight like it is.
You see, I don't know. Like, I'm not a woman, but would a woman rather want the guy to mean what he's saying, or would she just want the text
Listen,
for the sake of having
Jono, you must understand, when a man loves a woman, he tells her that she is the one.
Are you quoting some Brian Adams?
Yes.
Okay.
You must always do that. Like, throughout the day, you must do that. I'm just thinking about you text.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So annoying, but all right.
This is what makes you special to me text. They love that. They go crazy over that. It makes them feel like you're opening up to them. And women go crazy when men open up to them.
When they show their feelings.
Eh? Yes.
Ugh.
I miss you text. Okay. Crucial.
All right. Just randomly throughout the day. Mm. All right. Got it.
This one I wasn't sure about, the I love you text. I guess that... And it's just, I love you. But I guess that depends on where you are in the relationship, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, hey? Like, when is it the right time to say that, Flex?
I usually go at about 6 months.
6 months to say I love you?
It's tough because I never get there. So I've rarely ever said it.
Have you never said that?
I don't think I've ever said it.
There's nothing more unattractive when someone tells you they love you. When
after
like
3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's like...
what is love to you?
I was about no.
Yeah.
All right, well, what else can we do to make women feel special?
How was your day text?
Okay.
Just to let them know you're thinking of them. How was your day? I don't want to do anything else but find out how your day was.
I kind of find I do that with my friends a lot. Like, if I have a spare moment in the day.
Yeah, I've never got one then from you, Jono.
But I work with you, Flex. I see you all bloody day. And I know I can read Flex's moods like a book. I even know the walk Flex does when he needs a pee or when he needs to go to the bathroom. I'm like, Flex, do you need to go to the bathroom? Yes.
Moving on. The I'm sorry text. I never do this and I should do this, but you need to message them that you're sorry.
But only when you've done something wrong, or just in general, I'm sorry for anything I may have done wrong?
No, just if you've done wrong. Not just... You don't just message them out of the blue, I'm sorry. You have to have done something wrong, Jono.
Okay. All right. So you're saying apologize. Okay. I can handle that. Sound too difficult.
Will you take any of those to thought and try them out on your next relationship or your current relationship? Or
I don't like to set the benchmark too high in the beginning of the relationship, where that good morning message, for instance, becomes an expected thing. So maybe like every second or third day, maybe send the good morning message. I find the good night message is a lot more important.
Mm.
Yeah. But I find a phone call just works just as well. Like, if you don't text the whole day, a phone call works just as well once a day.
Some people, like, phone calls take a lot of time. Some people don't have that time.
Have you ever found that you gel so well with someone over texting until you phone them and you're like, oh, we have nothing in common?
No, I'm the exact same anything from talking to me face to face or messaging. I'm exactly the same. And I flirt with everything. Okay. I love everything.
You may not want to say everything. No. Okay, well, that's how we can make the ladies feel a lot more special. You know, ladies are a lot more motivated by sort of the emotional side of it, whereas guys are visually motivated by things. So, yeah, it can go a long way.
I want to leave you with one more story before we go into the weekend.
Please do.
And this one shocked me. So, women are asking their partners for their sperm to do sperm facials.
That is, okay.
Basically, a sperm facial works because human sperm contains spermine, a powerful antioxidant, which is said to diminish wrinkles and smooth the skin. How? Oh. Whoa. I wouldn't even think of that.
That is nasty.
Imagine, like, my partner being, can I please have your sperm to have a facial?
Okay, I don't want to be gross, but maybe that's why it's called a facial, you know?
No, it's not why. But still, people are doing this, and medical experts are, like, backing it up.
Okay.
That it removes wrinkles, and tell any woman that something removes wrinkles, and they want it.
Is this not just a ploy that's been sort of come up with by guys so that they get to do that sort of thing on a girl's face?
No, they don't do it on the face. They collect it, and then they go to, like, a beautician, and they do it.
It's so gross.
It's honestly the wackiest news, eh?
I have no comment. This could explain, though, why a lot of guys never age on their stomachs.
Oh,
okay, enough of that. I've got some messages here. Melissa says, it's also the load shedding that gets us down. That is too true. Another message, I agree with Jono. That is about the messages. You know, you don't want to start.
I see you got two more messages you haven't refreshed, Jono.
Yeah, well, in other words, what she said. Now, Melissa is a lady, of course, and she agrees. You don't want to set the benchmark too high with those good morning messages, because then it becomes an expected thing. Cindy says, awesome. I love being able to listen to Gareth. Immensely proud. Awesome. So she's obviously watching Gareth do his TEDx talk. Producer Kat, is he done yet? No, she's too busy listening to it. I know he only had a few minutes to speak.
And a big congratulations to Gareth, because that is an achievement and a half.
Exactly. There were only 15 speakers from the whole world that they selected.
I'm
and
proud
he
that
was one
he
of them.
Could represent South Africa.
That is our Papa G. Right there, Papa G. No, we are really proud. We all feel like it's our achievement, even though it's not. All right, Flax, we literally have 30 seconds. Any other life-changing advice you have for us?
Just have a great weekend. Have a great long weekend. Enjoy every second. Keep safe on the roads, and don't drink and drive. Don't ever drink and drive.
Amen. All right, this has been Relax, It's Flax. Kelman on Cliff Central will be back to normal from next week, Monday. Even though it's a public holiday, Ari Kelman will be back in his normal slot. You do not have to deal with us anymore. Have a fantastic weekend. The Gareth Cliff Show is next.
CliffCentral.com.